AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 19th of February, currently 46 degrees on our way to 57 today. And we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Emporia High School Theater Director Amanda Ballard. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well so far. Has the high kind of worn off just a little bit after you guys were announced as being kind of key players in the International Thespian Festival this summer?
Well, actually, no. I mean, I still cannot believe that we are one out of 12 schools in the nation to be selected as the main stage lineup for International Thespian Festival in June, last week in June. So the kids are still excited. We're fundraising, we're trying to get donations, they're working hard. So they're still kind of riding the high. So,
Amanda, how did you receive word that you were going to be headed to the festival?
Well, actually, I received an email, and we had gotten feedback a couple of days before. We had gotten some feedback, and so the feedback was really good. Our score was really high, and so I thought, well, surely we can make it. And then a couple of days after that, we received an email, and I had theater kids in my room, and it just the subject line of the email said, "Congratulations, you've been selected for main stage." And I just closed my computer and said, "Okay, guys, I got to run to the office really quick because I had to go tell Mr. Fisher." So I kind of kept it under wraps for about a day and a half, and then called everybody in and to the auditorium, and called faculty to the auditorium, and announced in front of faculty and students, and so it was exciting.
You know, I think that there's some pretty obvious, really indicators just how important this is for the department. But how about for the performers and those off the stage? Why is this such an important setting and an important deal for them?
Well, you know, when we started this show back in September, I honestly feel that theater is a education tool. Theater can teach students lots of different things in a safe environment. And when we started this show in September, I told them, I said, we have a moral obligation to all of these veterans to do it right. And so we enlisted a friend of mine, Frank Lowry, to come and help us. And he has helped me many times before with several different other projects. And so he came to help us. And so the kids really got to know him and were really excited about the good things that we were doing. And so it's just, they got to learn about the content, but then they also got to learn about the craft of doing theater and doing it well. So,
Emporia High School Theater Director Amanda Ballard with us on our primetime newsmaker. So, Amanda, where is the International Thespian Festival located?
We are traveling about 10 hours away to Bloomington, Indiana. It's at the University of Indiana in Bloomington, and we'll be packing up, hopefully, June 21st. In a charter bus with 27 kids and 7 adults, and heading that way. So,
and you're taking basically not only the performers and your stage crews, but it sounds like you're taking your full set too with you, aren't you?
Yes, we'll take full set, full costumes, all of our props. We have to take our lighting designer with us because we're traveling into a whole brand new theater we've never stepped foot in before, and so you know, our lighting designer out of Wichita will be going with us to help us with that process. And so everything will be traveling with us.
So you can get that stage on the bus. How's this going to work?
I was going to ask.
Well, you know, I haven't quite figured that out.
Okay.
So we're either going to rent a U-Haul and we're going to drive 55 miles an hour with a trailer on a U-Haul, or we're going to cut about 6 inches off of every platform that we have to fit it underneath the charter bus. So it's a big deal. I mean, it's a big undertaking. So I don't know exactly how we're going to do it, but we're going to do it, and it'll be great.
Yeah, regardless, you will do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, one way or another, we're going to get there.
So all right. So
failure is not an option.
You mentioned fundraising activities. Have they started?
Oh, yes. We will have tons of activities, tons of fundraisers. We're selling pies. We're having on our Emporia High School Theater, .ludus.com is our ticketing program. And we have a donation line, or donation, I guess, online collections going on. We're also helping fill out some grants. We are going to do some stuff at 627. Ashley Kopecki, bless her heart, she is helping us. Just tons of different things. So if you stay on the lookout, one important thing that I do really want to push is June 6th. June 6th is our benefit performance. It is free will donation at the door. So it is a way to showcase the students' talents one more time before we leave our community, show them what we are representing Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day, with. And so we would love to have everybody come and fill the auditorium. I can still hold 700 people, and I would love to have the fire marshal come tell me to get people out.
All right.
So I would love to fill those seats and get some people to donate some money for us. So,
well, it's quite an honor. So how much money do you have to raise, do you think, Amanda?
We have to raise about $30,000. Dr. McGeehee, the superintendent of Emporia School District, has been awesome in helping us. He's covering quite a bit. And Dathan Fisher, bless him, he is helping us. But our student contributions is going to be about $30,000. And that is a big chunk of money for families to raise. So I'm trying my darndest to get community support, to get communities to help us, the community to help us, and donate some funds. So hopefully we can make that happen.
Amanda, what is up, I guess, on the schedule here short term when it comes to the fundraising, kind of starting to get that momentum build up here for June?
Well, are you asking about different events that we are doing?
Yeah, basically, okay. What type of events do you have on the schedule here that the community can get involved in?
Perfect. We are having a couple, restaurant nights. We're doing in April, I believe it's April 19th, down at 627. We're having a taco bar and a silent dessert auction. We're selling pies in the month of March. We have a show coming up this weekend where we're going to do what we call Minute to Give It. So during intermission, we have 1 minute to see how much money we can raise from audience members through donations. Like I said, kids in March will be selling pies. We've done concession stand, tons of different things. We have several different fundraisers, about 3 or 4 every month. May 2nd, we are going to be having a breakfast in conjunction with the plant sale out here at Emporia High School. So we would love people to come out and have some breakfast with us, buy a plant, support that fundraising effort, and just show their support for all the fine arts students.
And you do have a couple of performances that will be in play this month, right?
Yes, yeah. I'm so excited. Friday and Saturday of this week, we're putting on the production called The Play That Goes Wrong. It's a comedy. It's hilarious. It's family-friendly. Tickets for adults are only $10 and $5 for youth. I'm excited to produce this show. The kids have had a wonderful time. It's hilarious and it's fun, high energy. So we hope people will come out for that. And then next Saturday, the 28th, we have a very important show. We're partnering with SOS. The show is called Don't You Love Me. It is a free, we originally had prices set, but we are going to change it to a free will donation at the door. We feel that it is such an important message for families and for teens to see, that we don't want anybody to miss it. We don't want funding to be the reason that they don't come. So Don't You Love Me, February is Teen Dating Violence Awareness Month, and so we are partnering with SOS to bring Don't You Love Me down to the Granada. Thank you to Newman's Regional Health for underwriting that show and helping us get to the Granada. But that show, it's a 45-minute one act about teen dating violence and healthy relationships among teens. And so, you know, like I said before, theater is a vehicle for education, and so we are excited to bring that down to the Granada.
Outstanding. Well, in case people want more information, Amanda, where do we go?
Well, I would go to EmporiaHighSchoolTheater.Ludus.com. They can get tickets for the free tickets or reserve tickets for the free show in June. They can get tickets for the show this weekend. They can also visit the Emporia High School webpage. They could also go to our Facebook page, Emporia High School Theater on Facebook. And the Emporia Gazette ran an article about the show. So there's several different places. Or, of course, email me at amanda.ballard@usd253.net.
All right. And, of course, you hear Amanda talking about the two performances on the radio here, too, coming up.
And earlier last week.
Got that going on. And just keep us posted on your fundraisers so we can keep getting the word out for you.
I will. Thank you so very much.
All right. Have a good day, Amanda.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Emporia High School Theater Director Amanda Ballard talking about the theater, high school theater department's involvement in the International Thespian Festival coming up this summer.
If you want more information about getting involved and being on our morning show to highlight the events that you have planned, call us at 6-